Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast, and see who's here today!
Yay, I am back, though on a... Not on a confirmed basis, maybe inconsistent basis, I don't know, I'll see. Yeah, but yes, I'm back for this episode.
Yeah, so how have you been? Like, everyone hasn't seen you for quite a while.
I'm okay, I'm good, I'm alive, as you can see here. I'm not the virtual avatar. But yeah, over the past few months when I'm not here, I guess I've just been... I guess I'm having a midlife crisis sort of kind of thing. And then... not midlife crisis, quarter-life crisis kind of
midlife crisis?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it could be some midlife crisis, I guess. I sometimes do think I mature a bit earlier. But that's not the main thing. So mainly I'm just... kind of figuring out stuff and I'm just got very tired of doing too many things on my hands. So yeah, I've just been resting and then like trying to find my own focus in life. And yes, that's how I've been. And yeah, I guess that's me. Yeah.
Yeah, do you feel slightly better now?
Slightly better. Maybe. I'm not an... I wouldn't say confirmed better. I guess it's just like better than last time. But definitely one thing is that the summer actually helped, and then other than that, it's just probably my mental health is improving. I'm keen to talk to a therapist, but then yeah. I'm not going for a private one, I'm going for the NHS one, that's why until now I'm still like waiting for it to happen, waiting for the therapist. Yeah, so yes, that is how it is.
Yeah, it's good that you did you do notice like you need some help and you try to seek help and yeah, take care of your own mental health and yeah, it's good that. Okay, yeah, recently the weather has been so great, yesterday was a very sunny day, and it's warm as well, so you feel a lot better, and the day is just longer now, which makes you feel like, you have a lot of time to do stuff, but maybe because of that, you keep, procrastinating, I still have time, and in the end, I did nothing.
that happens.
Yeah, so, yeah, I guess, that's all about our updates. I've been telling almost the same thing over the past few weeks. I'm just working on my assignments. Yeah, there's nothing special on my side as well. So yeah,
it's been a long time since I like catch up with the whole podcasting, because I guess many times when Varin is recording, I wasn't there to listen, so I don't even know what you talked about and all that.
Yeah, but it's good that he's not there as well, because I might feel a bit awkward, talking to myself and, if I, although he will not judge me, but I still feel like someone's judging me. Okay, anyway, so let's get into our topic today. So we're going to talk about why we mustn't act without thinking. Yeah, I guess one thing that university has been trying to teach us is critical thinking, which in the past, I don't really understand why, because it's so subjective. How do you really say someone has critical thinking or not? But until recently, after doing more academic work and stuff, I started realizing because sometimes, especially we Asian, when we're growing up, our education system always tells us just study this, remember this, memorize this, and most of the time we don't really think about it. We just kind of take in all the information and although you try to process it and make it into something that makes sense to you, but you don't really question that information.
Okay.
Yeah. So which after going to university, I did find it quite challenging to how do I show my critical thinking?
Okay.
Yeah. I in the past I always feel like it's so annoying, you know. You lecturer keep telling like, yeah, your work is not good enough because you don't really show your critical thinking. But how do I show? Like I was like so questioned. I was like questioning about all this, like, yeah, but until recently, getting it into more academic work and stuff, like, I noticed, like, one thing. Okay, maybe in the past my lecturer didn't really talk about it, but after I started my master program, they did tell us, like, yeah, the main thing that we want to see from you is, like, how do you evaluate those evidence, those information? Like, you don't take in everything, even though they are published work, but the quality might not be there. Yeah. Yeah. And not everything they say will be the right one. You have to have your own thoughts. You have and sometimes and one thing I do think like we're not that confident in our own opinion. Especially when it comes to like, yeah, that's published work, they are smarter than us.
Okay, I understand. I understand. So that kind of like not really an imposter thing, but then like just like what do we call this? The qualification thing, like, you know, like people are qualified and then we just like blindly trust their qualifications and something like that.
Yeah, so I mean this topic idea came up when I was walking back one day. I was listening to Maggie's podcast.
Okay.
I forgot what.
Who's Maggie? Is Maggie the wife of the guy that's like doing talking about a bit of a toxic stuff? The
Celtic-y guy? not wife, I think girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend, yeah. No wife. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not to say that it's toxic, but I personally think that, you know, some it's funny, but I'm like a bit toxic.
Yeah.
So, oh, Joe Broser. Funny.
I also forget what was his name. I forget what was the topic that she's talking about, but she kind of like give her audience a tip, like don't just take in everything, you have to think about it, which reminds me of like, yeah, a lot of the time we don't really remind ourselves like, you don't just take in everything blindly. And even though today, even if it's an order or instruction from our parents, if we do think that it's something not like illogical, you can just question them back ask them, not in a inappropriate way. You can do it in a good way, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of way when it comes to communication. Yeah, it's not like you have to scold them back or something like this.
Okay,
fight them back. You can talk in a mutually comfortable way. So it makes me think about like, yeah, most of the time we don't really take time thinking about this. Especially when we grow up in those environments like these, those elderly like to say, you just listen to what I say. I won't say something that will lead you into some miserable life.
Like we're trying to, so that you don't sukui or something. I don't know how to explain that in English. Yeah. Like basically, you don't go down the tough path, the wrong path, something like that.
So do you have any like personal experience that you after look? I mean, from now when you're trying to look back, you notice that you don't really think about it. And you just follow whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Like when, especially when younger, you know, just trust your parents and all that. That happens a lot. And it's only when you grew up, then many things, then you start to question about why and all that. Yeah, and then of course, like as I guess another thing, it's both a learning process for both us, at least for me, for both us and our parents. And then initially, like, it's not only that you didn't notice, even if you notice, you share, they wouldn't accept as well. They just kind of have that mindset that, you know, like, parents is always right, something like that. But then as we grew older, not only we learn new things, we think that, oh yeah, we should probably tell them about it, but then also, what else? But then also, they also are more acceptance of this. But I think as we grow older and all this, I guess it does it happen? Let me think. It's an interesting thing. you do a lot, you do? Oh wait, you're talking about action without thinking, right? No.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking like, you know, trusting without thinking, and then you do that a lot when I speak about a lot of nonsense. And I mean like jokes and joke and all that, and then I'm just making joke, making joke, and then like talking about nonsense like that, like in a very serious way, and then she just trusts me. But yeah, okay, like if we talk about taking action, focusing on action, I guess the best thing I can talk about is maybe in work. I guess sometimes I do. I guess I'm more privileged as in like in like a culture like in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my company, in my team, they are more like it's more of a team thing instead of a personal thing. So even when you do something, people pass you down some work, they'll ask you like, what do you think, something like that. So, but then I guess I have to honestly think that nowadays, I'm not sure, but I feel like, because like whenever they ask that, it's usually like no new ideas come up directly in my head at the moment when they ask that. So I'll be like, yeah, actually, yeah, that sounds good, actually. but so like for me, that's not, I don't really have critical thinking. Maybe mm-hmm. just in like the I don't have enough curiosity to ask more things about like what is happening,
mm-hmm.
like what could be something like that, yeah. And then yeah, rather than like usually, at least I think I would think before doing the action, as in like if it's like doing something stupid, something dangerous, definitely I wouldn't do it. But then if in terms of like whether have I think more about it and all that, I guess there is something I can work on that. Like. It's only like you, but also it's ironically, I mean like when people pass you the task, when they talk about it, like talking about it and then when you experience it, it's like totally two different things. So when they talk about that, they ask you what you think, usually you have nothing. Because like you don't even know how it kind of works first. So it's more like when you work on it, then you're like, oh, okay, like this, maybe we can work on this way, maybe we can change it a bit.
Mm.
Yeah, so I guess that kind of makes sense as well.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, but you're talking about work, right? It reminds me of my internship period, like where I was working in that marketing department. I don't know, is it because I was still younger or...
You're working at Hogwarts. Yeah. No, she was working in the Hogwarts of Malaysia. It's called magic. Yeah. Hogwarts, like, yeah, Hogwarts in the UK. Hogwarts is the best magic school in the UK. The one in Malaysia is called magic. Yeah, but it unfortunately shut down, I think 2 years ago.
So I was working there, and I don't know, I guess my supervisor might be expecting more from me, but at that time, I don't know, is it just me being too, like, having those like very student kind of mindset.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't really question that much. I just follow whatever that they tell me to do.
Mm.
But in fact, my supervisor, I can, now that when I look back, I can see that actually she's expecting more from me.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just not there to just help her with anything that she needs. There's a lot of stuff that I can actually do that will help our work in general to get better.
Mm.
And with If I do all that, it will help her a lot as well. Yeah, I'm just not like I throw you random stuff and you go just do it. Yeah, I can see actually like she kind of like quite. I mean, she feel kind of disappointed on me. Yeah, yeah, and yeah, I did feel bad about that. Like after that, and but I do notice like after I graduated from my degree. Yeah. I don't know, is it because I've also changed over time and had some sort of growth. Yeah. And during my first like official job, I do think that I think a lot more.
Mm.
Mm. Even if they pass me something, I do think like, is it beneficial for my patient? And probably one reason could also be because it's now related to someone else's life. You don't want to just,
yeah,
you know,
ruin your life.
Yeah, maybe your little action will, oh no.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe because of that as well, so I tend to think a lot more, which I think is a good thing, and I'm glad that I've grown now, and after, probably taking on all those experience as well, and then when I come into this master course, combining it with academic work, it makes me think a lot more and see things from some other perspective as well.
Mm.
when I compare how I do my work now compared to, I mean, like, when I, how to show my critical thinking compared to when I was in degree, I can probably tell, like, yeah, I don't have anything in degree. I mean, I don't have any critical thinking at all. Mm. Yeah, when I compare to what I'm doing, trying to do now, yeah, I just take in whatever those, like, published paper tell.
Okay.
And just put them together and then say, why did I show, like, it? I've shown this work, like, yeah, when you see back now, nah.
So, like basically, like, in your field, what you guys, like, consider critical thinking is, like you have to, like, kind of, like, question why is that result there, and then you try to find whether they explain it, and then if they don't explain it, then you'll, like, kind of point out, like, your question.
Yeah. and also sometimes you will kind of go through their methodology and see, yeah, because sometimes some methods, you can actually tell, like, yeah, if they do it this way, probably they are going to have a lot of bias of or stuff that will bring down the quality of the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, like, sometimes like randomized control trial is one of the gold standard when it comes to evaluating the effectiveness of a therapy or something like this. Yeah, or a medication as well. So like, things like this will improve the quality of evidence, but there's something that you can see through their process or everything, or the standardized measure that they use or what. Yeah, it will tell you a lot of how good is the quality of this. Yeah, sometimes even though they could be randomized control trial, but if they do it in a very unprofessional way or something, yeah, you can question the quality as well.
Okay.
And another thing is, like, okay, in the past we do point out, like, oh, A says supportive evidence, B says unsupportive one, but we just put it together. But when it comes to, like, think about it, like, why do they show inconsistent stuff?
Okay.
Yeah, in the past I won't think about this.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just say, like, A shows this, B shows that. But I wouldn't question, like, why are these two showing differences?
Okay, then, like, you kind of question, then you kind of, like, kind of figure out what is the differences between, like, how they conduct the experiment, or, then that's why they show the inconsistency. Okay.
Yeah, and maybe sometimes it's not because of, like, both of, not because of those therapy or something that's ineffective. Maybe it's just something throughout the process that it's hard to control. Maybe some confounding factors or that's just too complex to run in a gold standard way or something, yeah, which is kind of hard to deal with, yeah. But it shouldn't be telling you, like, it's ineffective, even if they show insignificant results or something like this, yeah.
Okay, I get it. Because, like, I mean, like recently, I guess it kind of, like, because recently I started reading more papers, and then I guess I finally, after, like, 8 months of working, I was like, I finally understood more, like what this paper is telling me. legit. Yeah. And then I was, like, wondering, and then I thought about, like, oh, okay, then we have to, like, question the paper and all that, because, like, I never actually do that. So I was, like, wondering how to actually do that as well. Like, how to actually do that as well. So, because I'm, like, especially for my field, my I do machine learning and all that. Well, the good thing is that we have more reproducible stuff, like psychological experiment. It's pretty hard.
You can replicate.
For us, it's possible to replicate in a highly similar environment. Like, for guys, you can't exactly find the same participant and all that. So for us, we can replicate it easier. But then it also like, I guess the one that I can relate the most is the experiment part. I mean, not experiment part, like, where two papers have two different results, and then, like, they're saying that they're doing the same-ish experiment, and then they're different results, and then, like, why is it different? Yeah, I guess that part I can relate, because, like, in machine learning, when we compare, like, so-called AI and AI, like, we use benchmark, like, how well they do in, like, a maths test or something. Like, sometimes, like, if you're doing the same, like, why would it be different, something like, and why would it be different, something like that? So, yeah, I guess it is true that it could be multiple ways of, like, doing it. Could be because, like, they evaluate in a zero shot way or one shot way. Basically, zero shot is, like, it's like how we do a test. We learn stuff, and then when we go to an exam, and then none of the maths question is, like, any that we have attempted before. One shot is, like, probably there is one exam question that we've done before. So That's one of the question in the test we've actually done before in our like study and all that. So like the advantage that this will give to the AI is so that they actually understand maybe the format and how it answers, because we did it before. So we can replicate that, do it there, and then like he can, like from that you can answer others more easier since you know the format and all that. So like I guess in ML, in machine learning, we do need to do all this kind of like critical thinking stuff, you know, to figure it out. But and yeah, I probably should do more critical thinking. Maybe I haven't done much. Yeah. I'm just nowadays I'm just happy when I know that this paper is talking about this, like that is interesting study.
at least you make some progress.
Yeah. But then it's interesting, like I guess I guess I can now also see like how critical thinking creates more research paper and all this, because like it's been some time. Like, I guess imitation learning is the same thing in human also, like where we try to imitate someone, how they act and all that, and then through that way we generalize this action onto other stuff, and then hopefully that it kind of works on other stuff, because like in AI we do that as well. And then initially like ChatGPT is a very hot thing. Initially people just they have other AI kind of like imitate ChatGPT and learn from it, but then not really like you get a 5 years old to imitate how a 60 years old physicist talk, and then like you hope that the 5 year old will become a physicist as well. So initially it kind of works well, like it's like churning out results that's kind of like ChatGPT, but then and then like people are publishing paper like imitation learning might work. But then like there are researchers, like recently a new paper that came out saying that this actually doesn't work well. Yeah, it will imitate it really well. So basically like the 5 year will speak in a way that is very similar like how the physicists speak, but then when you actually ask when you actually look at the answer itself, even though it's in a very similar style as the physicist, but then the key components inside the answer isn't factual. So the factuality isn't as good as ChatGPT. And I was like, I guess I can see the critical thinking here. It's like when they went through the previous paper, they were like, is it really this? And then they went and do more research, maybe test, make more tests and all that, and they figure out that, it's actually, not as good. I should probably do that, do more of that.
I think it's a good skill to have though, Just, even though it's not for work, like for life as well, we don't just like blindly follow everything. Like when we're trying to think about it, like, you know, like why we shouldn't do this, like why we shouldn't blindly follow just whatever people say. One thing that comes to my mind is like, maybe some of those like probably elderly or someone that tells you all those like good advice or stuff, probably that's the really good advice from them. And They say it for a reason. They are not just like, I'm elderly, so you just follow whatever I say. But because they have different experience, and so do we. In our life, like especially like growing up in different environment and stuff like this. It's no longer the same. So when it comes to like trying to do something, probably that's not the best way anymore. Maybe it used to be the best way, so that's no fault of them trying to give us some advice, but we can take in whatever that is good, just that we have to think about it first. Does it really suit what you're going through right now? Maybe there's some part that will really help. But maybe there's some part that you need to give it some thought, like maybe you can tweak a bit or something like this, to make it better or to make it more suitable for your condition right now. So I'll say like experience, like different experience and environmental factors could be an important thing that we need to think about, and so that's the reason, like that's one of the reasons that we shouldn't just blindly follow whatever when it comes to before we take any action.
I understand.
Do you have any ideas, like
as in that?
Like why we shouldn't
just... Why we shouldn't? I mean, I guess that is a good one. I guess other than that, it's just like, it's more like human, human, like existing human flaw and all that. That's one thing which I learned, not recently, actually, probably a month ago when I was doing my UI UX course and all that. There's this, I forgot what is it called. It's, so when they, there's this thing, if when you do an experiment, when, there's a name for it. So when you spend too much effort into doing the experiment, even though it turns out that you you do the experiment to see whether your idea is working, but then the experiment tells you that the idea is not working, but then because you have spent too much effort into doing that, you just want to keep with that idea. You kind of like fell in love with the idea, even though the experiment telling you that you shouldn't continue. So existing, like, there's human flaws in many ways that sometimes you just want to keep with that thought. You just think that it's really good, or even like sometimes it just could be like stubbornness ideas for past generation. Like one thing is I'll talk about the previous, so like the one that you hold on to the previous idea, so like people will just continue with that thought and keep on holding on to it even though it doesn't make sense, because they hold it so dearly, they invested too much in it. So sometimes there might be something wrong with the idea already. They just overlook it because they just invested too much in it. And then there's other like the stubborn or like the old generation. Not really ego. It's just like it's been passed down. It's been like traditional mindset and all that. For example, I learned this quite recently. Apparently, there is a computer maker back in the late 1900s. It's called Wang Computers, and then it started in the United States, and then it started by a Chinese immigrant. It's a real thing. They are really called Wang Computers, which is like the one of the most Chinese thing ever. Like they just put their surname on the company. It's like the most uncreative thing ever, but then like it's literally what Chinese do. And then it's shut down in I think early 2000 or even like end of 1900s. It was actually quite successful. It's like it was like competing with IBM and all that but the reason for its failure is because he insisted on like passing this company on to its son. His son is incompetent and all that, but then he forcefully tried to do it, and then which resulted in his failure, and then like someone bought it and then like dissolved the company something like that eventually. So it's not saying that these are bad, sometimes it works out, but then like I'll just say that these are usually the human flaw. It could be the ego also, and then it could be like just like traditional mindset that they keep hold on to it for too long. And yeah, so like human psychology, like we human are interesting beings that can succeed and then can fail. So high risk, high reward kind of species. Yeah, so I guess that is the reason why we have to think through. Like example, one thing is like even now, like now today we trust computers because we have fine tuned it so well that today we are able to trust it. And today we can't really trust ChatGPT yet because it is good, but they're not good enough. Like they are logical machines, but then like these are still like fine tuning it. Like imagine humans, we are totally not rational beings, not logical beings. So I guess like, not that we shouldn't trust it, but then like it's just it's better to think before taking action.
Yeah, and then another thing is like I think especially when we are so used to not thinking about anything, just blindly follow others' advice or things like this. We kind of how do I say? Kind of run away from our responsibility. Like, it is actually your responsibility to make sure that things go well and everything. Because you're the one doing it, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But because you blindly follow others, so after you do it, you blame others.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So okay. I guess it's
pass our responsibility to others when in fact it is actually ours.
I understand. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
So it is our life, it is our action, it is our decision. So we are the one that should be responsible for it, not others. Before we do anything, we should really think about it because it is our life. not someone else like.
Okay.
No matter what people talk about it, yeah, it is their experience, but it's not yours actually.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you will have some other experience, and if you find the advice a very wise one, yeah, you can follow, because it is after giving it some thoughts. Mm. It's not like just, they say this, so I do this.
Okay.
Right.
Understand.
So we, in long term, it might actually become a mindset of mentality that we keep on running away from our responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah,
we just like trust others and it's their fault and then they're not our fault, you know. Yeah, but then like, by doing this, you won't be coming up with genuine ideas should be. Yeah, because like you just wouldn't want to take on that responsibility forever.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on this?
No, not really. I mean, sure, yeah, just like this.
Yeah, I think that's all from my side as well. And I quite like the discussion today. Like, it does give me...
It's been a long time since you have a discussion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have to like prepare my ideas so that I know what I'm going to talk about. Because I might get stuck in between, like, it's impossible for me to just stop it and record it again, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It's too time consuming. Better I prepare things.
I understand.
Yeah. So yeah, it is a nice episode for me. Yeah. Okay. How do you find it?
No, it's okay.
After so long.
It's not bad, I guess. Yeah. I guess I'm able to fit it into my schedule and then, have a bit of conversation continue doing this podcast. I think it's like, it's been our second year.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a second year anniversary for this podcast already, which is cool. Yeah.
So do you have any insights for this week?
I guess not really insights, just interesting I found out. Yeah, just like found out yesterday when the football season in the UK like ends starts around autumn, ends before summer, and then during this time they'll start selling the previous season jersey or that at a discounted price, like up to like 50% off, and I was like, oh my god, it's so cheap. Like, we live in Nottingham, so Nottingham Forest is in the Premier League, and they're heading to the next one. And I was like, I went in and checked out, and then it's like, oh my god, why is it so cheap? It's like £15. Like, previously, it's like I think it's like £60 or something. So no thought buying. And then I saw like £15. Probably that's why like people are wearing it all around. Yeah, and then, but then like there's no sizes for me, so I ended up in buying. But then I was like searching other brands. Like my dad is a Liverpool fan. Yeah, for instance, and then I went and searched. And I was like, oh my god, one of their team kit is like so beautiful. I was like, oh my god, now it's like making me really want to buy it. So, but then like, just an interesting insight that I realized, like, okay, so like end of the season, that's when you buy like the past season jersey, which is quite cool.
I never really thought about it. Like they keep coming up with a lot of different designs every season.
It's already like a business thing.
From me, I don't think I have any insights or any interesting stuff to share this week. So yeah, I guess that's it for our episode today. And thank you everyone for listening. And if you do have some other interesting thoughts or anything that they'd like to share with us, feel free to drop us a message or comment on our social media.
Yeah, there's like comments that you need to reply to on YouTube. There's like two that came 7 days ago, I think.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your support. And once again, thank you everyone for listening to this episode, and we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@ingthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of ingthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.